And welcome back to another episode of the Happy Hour with Ariel and Deuce. Of course, you got Deuce. You got my tag team partner, Ariel.
What's up, guys?
And version 2 is here.
Woohoo!
So, kids, what do you want to talk about today?
Oh, Lord. It's a free-for-all episode?
It's a free-for-all episode. My gummy just kicked in. It's going to get fun.
Hey! It's going to be a good-ass time.
Got you, bro.
We got you, bro. Well, speaking of good-ass times, I'm going to get through some good-ass times.
There we go.
With some good-ass friends. First of all, starting out, Sugar and Slice. Guys, they're just delicious.
Yeah.
They just got all kinds of delicious sweet treats and cupcakes and cookies and custom stuff. You have party, if you have a wedding or a quinceañera or whatever
a
you guys.
Bar mitzvah or office party, anything.
Just want to do.
Yep.
Or because you just want to treat yourself, check out Sugar and Slice Bakery. What are you doing?
Nothing. I'm watching it, but he just needs to be careful.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Okay, be careful.
Yeah.
Don't interrupt my this
ad read.
This ad read, okay? One day, these ad reads, I might do so well. I might do this professionally.
I mean, you're the one who stopped yourself. I'm just...
Okay, moving on to the read ads. So, speaking of Sugar and Slice, shut up. Prelim Tim, do you guys like UFC betting?
Yeah, we do.
If you listen to us, yeah, probably do. And you are definitely going to want to check out Prelim Tim at Substack. Check out all of it. He does, like, just intricate work with, like, watching all kinds of footage and taping.
He watches the film. He takes notes. He's definitely got it filled out for you, because when you go to at Prelim Tim on Instagram, as well as Prelim Tim on the Substack, you can check him out. And like I said, he does all of his homework. And especially what I love is on the Instagram, it'll be just like a one-page picture, and it'll say the person, how you should bet it, and the reason why. Like two or three little blurbs, and you're good to go.
That's it.
Yeah. So you're saying he's a witch?
A witch?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's an oracle.
Yes.
He just knows all.
He just knows all.
So you want to check out him at Prelim Tim on Instagram to get all of your UFC bettings. He's a pretty cool guy. We like this guy.
Makes this money.
Yeah. Another guy I would like is Nesh, N-E-S-H.
AJ Nevis.
Yes.
I said it right. Sorry, buddy. Good job.
You got it right. He does amazing artwork, nerdy artwork. So if you're looking at wanting to redo a game room, an office, add a little pop of color in the living room, I don't know. Maybe you're really pissed off at your spouse and you just want to fucking throw nerd shit all over the place.
Deal.
I don't know. Yeah. Which doesn't work for you because I'm also a nerd. So sucks to suck.
Not my nerd. We got different nerds.
So check him out. I like a lot of his work. I want to get some stuff eventually when we get more idea of what we're doing in our game room, because his artwork.
And he can
just
do custom stuff for you too. So if you're like, hey, I want this to be like a haunted mansion room, can you do me a haunted mansion piece? Or hey, I want to do this particular theme. He can make you a custom piece.
So I can put sexy dark magician girl on the ceiling above our bed.
No, you can't.
See, that's rude.
And it's reasonable, because like I heard people say custom, and as soon as I thought, I'm like, I can't afford this. But
as soon
his
as you
is
hear
a
custom.
Yeah, but his is so affordable.
Check him out, guys. Yeah, we like him. We love his artwork.
You sure about that?
Yeah.
Oh.
I do. And I'm sure about the sexy magician girl not going above our bed.
Dark magician girl?
Whatever she is, she ain't going in that room.
Rude.
Sorry about your life.
Sorry about your look. Play it.
Yeah. Sexy suck. Maybe your next wife will let you do it, but this wife
ain't. Yeah, maybe.
Speaking of super sugary things, y'all, I bought a brownie from Chick-fil-A.
Okay.
And then we're talking about Sugar and Slice, and I realized I made a mistake. Now I want a Sugar and Slice cupcake.
Oh, damn, but it's too late.
It's too late. It's okay. We'll make our way over there one day.
Do you want me to eat that brownie for
no,
me?
No, don't fucking touch it.
Oh, I've got ice cream in the freezer if you want some. And it's the Neapolitan, the one where it's all three of the flavors.
All three of them?
Yeah.
And you mix them because they're delicious?
Yeah.
I like that.
So that's in there if you guys want it. But, yeah, no. Speaking of food, just because I thought you'd get a kick out of it, did you guys see what they did at McDonald's with all the anime stuff?
Yes.
And the nuggets?
The new sauce, yeah.
The new sauce and, like, how, like, the bag is all, like,
which
anime.
I haven't had the sauce yet.
It's not bad. It's basically, like, a spicy Thai chili So, well, I'd probably say a medium Thai chili.
I do remember the chili sauce.
Yeah, it's good, except for, dear McDonald's, please get your shit together. I got my special meal that I always get, where it's the two cheeseburgers, which I found out you could add mayonnaise to them.
Oh, yeah, I had mayonnaise to all my burgers.
Yeah, well, new to the train, kid, so, which I'm sure that's going to help you get those t-shirts the way I'm going.
That's right.
Fatten up, bitch.
Yeah, you get two cheeseburgers, two like medium fries, and a 20-piece McNugget. They gave me two fucking sauces for 20 nuggets.
That's always been their policy, even when I worked there.
They usually give me three because they'll let you, when you order for 20 nuggets, you get to pick three different sauces. So I've done lately where if it's, don't get the same sauce. Get like, you've got to get one of three different sauces because if not, they're going to fuck you. So,
dear sincerely, Kyle Deuce.
Yeah, sorry, but I you spend good money with a place, you know, good, hard-earned by the break of my back money. And
especially I can't get an extra Thai sauce? Shit. Come on now.
No extra Thai sauce.
You guys heard the minimum wage in California just went to 20.
What did you just say?
You heard me.
Minimum wage in California is 20. Okay.
Listen. People are starting to shut down because they're like, look, we can't afford that.
Small business, like motherfuckers can't.
No, not even small business. This was McDonald's. Yeah. I think their franchise was like, look, we can't make any profit, so we're shutting down.
Yeah, because you're paying somebody $20 an hour as the minimum wage.
We're paying Billy, who's not even graduated from high school, $20
an hour. Burgers, $20 an hour? I'm sorry. I don't agree with that.
No, bro.
It's a mess.
Do I agree that people need to make a livable wage to be able to afford food and shelter and water and not worry paycheck to paycheck? I get that.
Yeah. Not fast food.
No, that's high school. That's like you come out of high school
or retirement.
Or I don't know, you're going to college and you want a part-time job. Like that's what those jobs are made for. No offense, but like
it's a mess.
$20 an hour?
Yep.
You got me fucked up. Fucked up.
Garbage.
What is wrong? I mean, shit's getting expensive. I ain't trying to say, you know, living paycheck to paycheck because I think we've all done it.
Yeah.
You know, it's a rite of passage.
I was just saying earlier today when I was taking, I was talking to her. I was like, I want you to think for a minute. When I worked at Walmart, my only income, I brought home $600 every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Like, and imagine. I was living by myself. You want to talk about living paycheck to paycheck? If anything went wrong, I was fucked.
Yeah. So that's like gross $1,200 a month to live on. Like by yourself, that's covering every.
That was no health insurance.
Yeah.
That was just taxes. Yeah, nothing. So yeah, it was a mess.
And now it's like, I don't know how people who are by the like do it. It's tough out there.
Well, that's why I think this is gonna sound horrible. Some people were like,
yeah, white privilege. Let's go. You
know, some people are married or stay married, or there's couples that are together that have probably been together past the expiration date
because
they can't afford to like go out, you know.
No, I 100% I will 100% agree with that. There are people who are together just because they're like, man, fuck it, we can't do it by ourselves.
No,
let's just live together, live in separate bedrooms.
Yeah, live together separately.
And because we just, you can't afford it, like the rent, the housing market, it's all fucking shit. And again, I'm all about people making a living wage, but $20 an hour is minimum wage. I can't get
McDonald's.
Down.
Yeah,
I can't get down with that.
Them bitches are making your wages as an entry level employee.
Yeah, and that's where you got me fucked. That's where you got me so fucked up. Because I'm like, this motherfucker is making almost as much as me flipping a goddamn fry basket.
Nah, bruh.
And I got to put up with people. I got to put up with employees. Like, I got to run a whole fucking office. And you mean to tell me little Jimmy Dean down the road just... And he's making, fuck you. Like
that little Jimmy Dean. Love it.
Little Jimmy Dean.
Is he heir to the Jimmy Dean fortune?
Yeah, well, I don't know. Maybe he doesn't know that yet. But fuck this guy, okay? I don't like him.
There's some Jimmy Dean and Kyle. Why are they talking about, what did I do?
Did you know about the Wendy's surge pricing?
No. So tell me more.
I also didn't know about that.
Yeah, Wendy's is going to go to this new model with surge pricing, kind of like Uber and other places do.
Yeah.
So, like, let's say it's lunchtime.
Oh, God.
And the dining room is full and the drive-thru is full. Your dollar burger may now cost you $2 to $3.
Because they're paying for the, like, what the
they're like surging the price because of the demand.
That see that doesn't make sense to me.
I don't. I feel I, like it doesn't make any fucking
that sounds
sense to me. Either,
backward.
But yeah,
that sounds backward. It should be cheaper when you're busy as fuck, and exactly. more expensive when you're dead.
Yeah. So
but maybe that's me.
Listen,
I don't know.
No, no, no. I get what you're saying. It's almost like, and I'm not saying it's the same thing, but mm-hmm. it almost sounds mm-hmm. like okay, Florida hurricane season. When people are trying to get when gas is in such a demand, it's price gouging.
Yeah.
Because they'll raise gas.
Yeah, but if they're caught doing that, they get fined the fuck out of it.
As you should, because that's fucked up to do.
You don't need Wendy's.
Like that. Okay, it's lunch hour. It's more in demand, so you're charging more. That almost, to me, feels like the same line as price gouging.
Yeah.
I don't know. Fuck you, Wendy's.
Yeah.
I don't agree with that.
Yeah.
Fuck you and the horse you rode in yeah. on. But just so you know, guys, if you want to right now, because NCAA March Madness, you can get a $1 Dave single or a $2 Dave double on the Wendy's app.
You know Wendy's? You can buy the little the key tag, the keychain tag
yeah,
thing.
Did you get the one I sent
yeah,
you? Because it's
it.
Like you get a free Frosty
yeah,
every day or
I get
some
that.
Shit for
which,
a year.
Remind me tomorrow. I got to get it out of the Cavalier because I got fucked the other day. I went to Wendy's and that's my thing. Well, I get
that'll tell you how long it's been since you've been to Wendy's.
Yeah, I know. I went and I got my little $6 biggie bag because you're there right next to work.
Yeah.
So fucking
dangerous.
Bad. Dangerous alley that I work in. So I'm like, did it. And they're like, do you want to add a Frosty? And I'm like, I could, but then I'd have to pay for it because I had the key tag and it's in the other car. I'm like, man.
Well, and they've got a creamsicle one they just came out with.
Let me get that bitch tomorrow. I got to hit up Wendy's one day this week. Which I will say.
You also have to try the new, not new. She's never had a Shamrock Shake.
I've never had
fuck.
A Shamrock Shake. Yeah.
She might be out of luck. Because we're past.
Is it done?
No. Well, St. Patrick's Day is done. They only do it till St. Patrick's Day.
Do they?
Yeah.
I know some of them do it until they run out of product.
Well, that may be true too. If they've got it left over, I'm sure they'll put the green shit in there for you.
I don't know. But I will say, on McDonald's, it is so horribly bad to have one within walking distance right outside your office.
Right?
It is bad. You have that, and then I have Wendy's.
Yeah.
And then IHOP's right behind me, so sometimes if I want some breakfast,
yeah,
IHOP. And then if I want to take a little cruise, there's a Publix right there. Like I try so hard. I bring my lunch.
I would love it if they brought back the fucking salads.
What?
I love McDonald's salads.
Oh, the shake salads?
No, no, it was in a bowl.
Oh, okay. Because I remember where they had the shake ones,
yeah,
right? Where they were in the cup.
That
but
was
no.
like a,
unless I'm having one of those,
but
you know, flashbacks.
I think you might be, but
true.
Since the pandemic happened,
they got rid of them.
They got rid of them and never brought them back.
They said something with the pandemic during COVID.
Yeah, they were
salads.
Having some bacteria thing in the cabbage or something, but they never brought them back.
Yeah.
Man, fuck you.
I mean, granted, the salads I got weren't healthy, but they were delicious.
Yeah.
I got like 2 pieces of crispy chicken, extra dressing, and I shook that bitch up. Oh, it's delicious. It's great.
So, speaking of food, since we'll keep it on the food topic, this happened to me the other weekend. I was watching UFC and maybe drank a little bit too much and decided that I'm going to buy the pay-per-view by myself. Just sit here and watch, motherfucker.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like,
treat yourself.
Treat yourself. And I'm like, well, if I'm going to treat myself, I'm going to treat myself. Mm-hmm. So I went on DoorDash, and they had a place called Cosmic Wings.
That sounds familiar.
And I was like, I've never heard of this shit
like
before.
Up, but I don't know.
So I ordered the wings, and when they came in Applebee's boxes.
So is it Applebee's? So like, okay,
yes.
Yeah, yep, I know
so
you're
it's called a restaurant concept. So they did this when Ric Flair did it with Woo Wings. Basically, he's like, here's the recipe, here's the sauces, here's the boxes and the other shit, because you've got chicken. Chicken's fucking chicken. So you would order it from, like, Joe's Pizza, but it would come to you and it'd say, Woo Wings. Does
that's
that make sense?
Like Chili's. Yeah, they have the It's Just Wings.
Just like Burger Den is like Outback or something like that.
Yeah. They have a couple different.
Well, maybe that was it. Maybe Cosmic Wings is like Applebee's kind of offshoot of what you
they probably
said
made
the
it,
wing place.
They probably made it in Applebee's.
Yeah, well, exactly. Well, it did. It came in all the Applebee's and shit. Was in the good? Applebee's bag. Yeah, it was good as shit.
Award-winning.
No, not award-winning. I mean, I was just
that's
fucking
what the
drunk and high.
That's what the TV
so,
says.
Yeah. That number one award. Bud.
Listen, I'll take Hurricane's wings over Applebee's.
Yeah.
There's plenty of wings I'll take over. Again, not shitting on Applebee's, like when you got like the $5.99 or the deal or whatever. It's cool. I like it. Motherfucker, you cannot say award-winning wings.
No, I thought they said they were number one.
They said they were number one wing. Or, excuse me, I think they said boneless wing. Boneless. So let me back that back.
Still
number
not.
One boneless wing. I don't care if they said we got the number one chicken related product. I'd be like, no, fuck off.
That's way too broad. Yeah. They would not win
Applebee's,
that.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
It's
hey,
not-
on a date night, all right?
But you know who sings that? Me and us next.
Yeah.
And on a date night for us, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
But for you fancier folk, probably not.
I don't really think of, man, I can't wait to have those number one wings from Applebee's.
Apple fucking bees.
It doesn't
get the
roll
fuck
off
out
the
of
tongue.
Here.
Come on now.
Just get the fuck
how
on.
How drunk were the judges on that?
Probably a lot.
This shit is amazing.
Yeah.
Number one.
Oh, I will say this because I did find it and I do want to try it at some point because I believe we can order it here. It's another one of those, like, it's the concept deal. But it's there's a podcast by Barstool Sports called Pardon My Take.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got it. It's called Pardon My Cheesesteak. And
I like cheesesteak.
And I was like, you know what? I want to try that at some point because I just can't. I can't for the life of me find a cheesesteak worth a fuck. You keep telling me that one of Three Brothers is dope.
It's
I just
pretty good.
Haven't been.
I don't
in
know
this
if it's
area.
The best in the world, but it's a pretty good, pretty good cheesesteak.
I just want the best in like the Polk County area, specifically
start there.
Winter Haven / Lake Wales. Like, just give me the best in this area. Like, it doesn't have to be the best.
I wish you
would
have said that when we ordered food tonight.
What's that? The cheesesteaks?
Yeah, we could have got cheesesteaks.
Yeah, we could have, but man, we did pretty fucking good. You got loaded, what is it?
Tots.
Bacon, cheddar tots. And then we got two large pizzas, and it was like, with tax and delivery, like $30.
Oh, shit, that ain't bad.
Yeah, so.
Speaking of which, we went to the Strawberry Festival.
Never fucking again.
I didn't mind it.
Nope. You can go by all the cells. I ain't going.
That's fine. I'll go with Ma next time.
Mm-hmm. Well, right ahead.
Did she say you can go with all the cells?
All by yourselves.
Oh, by yourselves.
I ain't fucking doing that shit again.
But I wanted a cheesesteak, right? We went,
and that's a good place to get one. They usually don't fuck around.
It was pretty good, and so we didn't eat one before we went. So I get there, and I'm fucking starving, and of course. Food.
Yeah.
So,
it's like probably what you walk into first once you pay for your ticket.
They're
and get
everywhere.
Your stamps or whatever.
Like, we didn't care about the rides. We didn't care about the games. We're just walking around and everything. But yeah, I sweet talked this lady at the cheesesteak stand. And man, I just, I'm like, look, because I wore a Dragon Ball Z shirt.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, he died. And I'm like, it pleases my heart that you know what that means. Because the creator, you know, the creator of Dragon Ball died. And I'm like, look, I'm willing to pay extra. I just
want a fucking good one.
Stuff the fuck out of it with meat. She's like,
yeah.
You don't gotta pay extra. I got you. I'm like,
he flirted his way into.
Hell yeah, I did.
Double
she gave
meat.
Me so messy, so good.
Oh my god, fried Oreos, which I'm a fan of. I do love a good steak, like a fair fried Oreo. We got some cheese fries, and then I left with a funnel cake.
Solid.
Gotta love a good my thing. Okay, Strawberry Festival.
Not a funnel cake fan, but I get it.
Yeah,
does that make sense?
It's like, one of those.
I'm not a sweets guy either.
Yeah, but I get it.
I get it.
Deep fried dough with fucking sugar on it.
Yeah.
It's like a
done.
Like a Polk County beignet. Like
yeah.
I can get it.
That's a delicacy around here.
That's a cultural tradition.
But the thing is, like the Strawberry Festival and the State Fair. Like I'm not shitting on it. It's a tradition. I fucking hate those crowds. I hate the crowds.
And we went the last day.
I hate the. Clientele.
Yeah.
Even though this is me, this is my people's.
Clientele.
According.
It is my people's, but
this
I'm just saying.
This ain't the circus.
I'm just saying. I know my people. When we get together, we do dumb shit.
It's just like you're shoulder to shoulder, and people are all in my fucking way, and I can't.
It wasn't even that bad. Look, I'm bad in crowds.
Yeah,
I'm bad.
Yeah, I feel you.
I get to a point where I just shut down, and I just become like a robot and autonomous. Like, don't talk to me. Let's just keep going. But I was fine in this. But her, oh my God.
I was
the
calm.
Attitude. Like, Ma, last time we went to the state fair, she got some fish. So we were looking for the fish thing. Yeah. And she's fucking yelling at her mom come on, Ma, let's fucking go. Just go. No, not that way. Why the fuck are you going that way? And I'm just like, what really? Would you come? Do we have to be somewhere? Like, oh my God, you were terrible.
That's how, like, if I have learned, like, one of those things I've learned about myself and trying to stop. If I get overstimulated, I will hurt
your fucking. You're going to tack out.
I will hurt your fucking feelings. I will make it a mission. And I don't mean to do that. Something just flips. And I'm like, nah, man, fuck you. My mom wanted these fish, right? I said, Ma, I said, the last time I went to State Fair and you won them little fish in the bag, they died in like 3 days, okay?
Oh, I thought you were getting a fried fish.
No.
So this is like a game to win some fish?
Yeah.
Which, why do you want to do right out the gate? I do that on the way out. So
that
you're not carrying around.
We were on the way
off.
Out.
Okay.
Yeah. We were going to do that, but she's like, oh, I don't have any cash and blah, blah, blah. I was like, good, let's go. She's like, oh, man, I really want to win some fish. I said, Ma.
Meanwhile, I'm the helpful son-in-law. Fuck it, let's get these fish.
Let's get these but fish.
God, what the fuck are you just. Oh my God!
This monster!
Like, why don't you go sit, find a corner and sit in it?
Monster, that is hilarious.
I was like, you know, Ma. I said, you know what? I got you. Let's leave here. Let's go home because it was like 2:30 in the afternoon. Let's fucking go. I'll take you to the pet shop. I will buy you a slew of fish. Let's get the fuck out of here. Like, I was willing to drop some money
just to get it going.
Get out of here. She's like. Well, you're right. I guess I don't need my mom. She's so patient.
Oh. This was great. You don't even need a fucking fish. And I'm like, are you serious? All the shit you don't need, and you're going to turn around at your mama and tell her not the one thing that could bring her some happiness. Nah, fuck that.
You don't need no fish.
He's just back there, like, giving me so much shit about this
you
fish.
Deserved all of it.
So then we're in the car.
Giving you all the shade.
All the shit. We're in the car, and we're heading to Fazoli's, because there's a Fazoli's back in Plant City.
No By the way, I don't think I've ever been to a Fazoli's.
Oh,
we need a Fazoli's.
Hey. We had one.
Wonder, hey,
we
the kids,
need another
listen
one.
Up. It is just like it was back in the day.
Was it?
Yes.
Reasonably priced, too.
Good Fazoli's. Mm-hmm. So my mom really wanted. So I took the bitch to Fazoli's, and...
I took this fish wanting bitch to Fazoli's.
That's our next t-shirt on the site. I took this bitch to Fazoli's.
I took that bitch, and then we get there, and then you know what they do? They berate me even more because my
who Fazoli's?
I don't feel like yeah, exactly. They knew. They looked at her. She's like, she don't love her mama.
What made it worse is she's like, oh, I think I want to get some cheesecake. And I'm like, why the fuck do you want cheesecake? Because we had to go to Publix after. So I'm like, why don't you just wait to go to Publix? We'll get some good shit from Publix. Yeah. She's like, oh, I guess you're right. Meanwhile, Alex is over here like, if your mom wants a piece of fucking cheesecake, let
get
your mom
cheesecake.
I'm like,
you're so mean. You were just terrible. I can't take you anywhere.
I know.
And I thought the Strawberry Festival filled with Deuces people would be fine. But no, you still ended up a monster.
I did. So we got back in the car. We're on our way back home. And we're, you know, we're talking or whatever. And then my fucking mother just, again, in the car, him and her going at it. And she goes, I just wish my daughter would let me get some fish. And then both of them are just feeding off each other the whole 45-minute drive home.
All I wanted was to get a goldfish.
That's
all she wanted.
And my daughter keeps telling me, no, I just want a fish. And he's like, Mom, I'll get you a fish. Thanks, son-in-law. Thanks, son. I'm like, man, fuck both of you, get me home. I'm so mad. But y'all gang up on me when it's y'all too.
It's easy to gang up on
me. Yeah, whatever. Fuck both.
Because you're a bully.
I'm not a bully.
Your poor mother. If this is a window into the future when she's retired and you're taking care of her, I wouldn't mind some pie. Fuck you. You don't need no damn pie. Get your ass in there and put your diaper back on. Like, you were just awful. Like, just.
I love my mama. Hey, we bought a house. She moved in with us out back, but she's
yeah, so much closer to yell at. And berate and bully and control.
All of this to say I love my mama. Of course I love my mama. Okay?
Everybody does.
Everybody loves
Yeah, you just don't like her.
She didn't eat no damn fish.
That's rude. That's so rude.
I'll get her birthday's coming up. I'll get her a fish for her birthday.
Like a picture of one? Like
maybe we can get her one of them Billy Basses with the batteries where it sings and shit.
My.
And you can mount it on the wall for
yeah.
her.
I saw somebody, you know, because people are fucking crazy. They had one,
yeah.
and they hooked it up to an Alexa.
I saw that.
I don't know how they did it, but they hooked up to an Alexa. And
I think
Alexa,
you can buy them like that.
And turn on, and then the Alexa would talk out of the fish.
I think you can buy them like that.
I need one.
Deuce needs one.
House. Yeah. I need one for the house.
That would be fucking great. My dad, too. My dad would get a fucking kick out of that, too. Because we had one growing up. Man,
I don't know if he'd like an Alexa though.
No, he has one now. He's got a couple now.
Thanks to his new wife, probably.
Yeah, probably. But we had one growing up. The Billy. My mom was so mad. My dad mounted
that. Oh, the
that.
Billy Bass. I was like, you had an Alexa?
Yeah,
we
were state of the art kids. No, he had one, and he bought it. My mom and he mounted it right when you walked in the front door, a little hallway. He mounted
that
bitch.
Would be annoying as fuck.
He mounted it right there, so every time you'd walk in, that bitch would sing. Yeah. Deep.
Who needs an alarm system? I got Billy.
No, my dad's like, isn't this shit funny?
Yeah.
Isn't this shit funny? And I'm like, my mom is so mad. She turned that bitch off, take the batteries out. Like,
right.
My dad, petty as fuck, would
say. Oh. So your mom took a fish from your dad. And so in an effort to get your dad's approval, you're now denying your mom a fish. Is that?
We're not psychoanalyzing anything.
I don't know. That sounds about right.
We're just laughing.
Taking the batteries out of your mom's happiness?
Yeah.
Oh. There's definitely a little double entendre on that
one. I like that.
Oh, that was funny
what
as fuck.
What the fuck is happening?
I'm just saying.
We said we were letting loose on this episode.
But we're letting loose, but I'll tell you what, that was funny shit.
That was our last, was that last Sunday we went? Or Sunday before?
No, it was the 10th.
Oh, Sunday before, yeah.
It was the last day of the thing.
I just won't go back again. Fuck it.
I haven't been in forever. I think the last time I went, well, actually, I can tell you the last time I went, I was a little kid, and it might not have even been Strawberry Festival. It might have been the Florida State Fair.
Florida State, yeah.
They had a bunch of the relics that were going to go to Universal Studios when they first opened it. So that would have been like before that even opened. So that would have been like, God, early, mid-80s maybe?
Damn.
Yeah.
That was slightly before our time.
Yeah. That was like the last time I remember going because like we never really did the fair or circus mm-hmm. much as a kid.
I don't know. I just like with everything now, it's just so fucking overcrowded, and it's.
Well, I don't like it. It freaks me out. Like, literally thinking about WrestleMania makes my goddamn skin crawl.
So can you?
How many people are?
And these are people that you know.
Yeah, these are people that I fucking know that I like,
and I'm friends with them.
Yeah,
and I still don't like the idea. Speaking of crowds, so, you know, MegaCon, we don't go to anymore.
We don't go to it because of that.
Because of that. Right. Funny story. So. They're doing, it's called Vision Expo, which is like our big optical expo.
Okay.
Kind of like you come in, vendors come in trying to sell products.
Right.
You go in as a buyer, yada, yada. Well, we just did East, and East is always in New York. Well, this is the last year they're doing it in New York. They're actually moving it to Orlando.
Oh, fuck.
Yes. They're moving it to
Orlando. It's probably cheaper.
Yeah, it's cheaper because New York prices are
expensive
so expensive. So they're moving it down here. So starting in 2025, Vision Expo East is going to.
I think
be
we
in
should look into moving.
No, we're stuck for a while. So, you know, work was talking about it, and they're like, "We're so excited! We're getting, you know, all the optical like guest passes for a Saturday, and yada yada. The company's going to pay for it." I'm like, "This is fucking sweet! Like, awesome! I always wanted to do one of these expos for optical, but they're always so far away."
Yeah.
I'm like, "Cool." And I was like, "Huh? I wonder where it's at." Fucking Orange County Convention Center. It is the week after MegaCon. Literally the week after MegaCon.
But here's my question. Why are you getting bent?
What do you mean?
Like, you seem upset with this whole idea.
Well, no. It's just a further sign that everything's moving to Florida.
Yeah.
It is.
Because this is huge.
Everybody,
like,
now every business.
Like this.
Florida's going to be the new New York.
this conference, people fly over from all over the globe. They do two a year, east and
west. Yeah, it's a convention. So
this is like the big marketing one. So
it's like San Diego, Comic-Con.
So it's like the week before. So I had my lunch with my supervisor. We're talking about it. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's where MechaCon's held. She goes, you would know it by whatever fucking nerd convention. And I'm like, yeah, it's the week before. And I joke with her. I was like, I'll just take 2 weeks off work during next February. She's like, you better put that shit in now.
I said,
you better approve it.
Yeah.
I said, but no, I don't. I had the conversation with her. I said, my husband and I, you know, we love doing cons, but we just don't fuck with that anymore. No. It's too mainstream. It's too overcrowded.
I wouldn't say mainstream. That makes us sound like.
Well, somebody was telling me it's the second largest now.
Yeah.
I wouldn't doubt it. Next to San Diego.
Like San Diego, it, and then like neck and neck, number three is Dragon Con. But they're saying MegaCon is starting to get to the point where it's blowing. Dragon Con out the water.
I don't think anyone's going to be taking that top spot from San Diego.
No, nobody ever will.
No. San Diego.
It's too close to Hollywood.
That is the Super Bowl.
Tickets. It is so.
Well, you saw it from Big Bang Theory. Yeah. It's like tickets go on sale and literally 5 seconds later, sold
They're
out.
Gone.
They're not. And the only way you can get it.
Expensive.
Yeah.
That was.
But that is the Super Bowl. That is like the nerd. That is the pilgrimage of nerds if they can ever go is San Diego.
That was always been my goal. Always wanted to go, but it's like now.
But you better bring like $10,000 to $20,000 after
you buy
the tickets and the plane tickets and the hotel. Bring that to spend.
Think about it. If you get in and you get to go to San Diego Comic-Con, you're blowing money. Because what are you going to get the opportunity to go again? You're going to
that and everything there is so much more expensive.
Yeah. Overpriced.
Well, I wouldn't say overpriced. It's more valuable than the same thing from anywhere else.
Yeah.
Like that San Diego Comic-Con sticker on the merchandise at least doubles the value of whatever it is.
Well, you guys know because of your pops.
Oh, so, yeah. If the pop has that. 2 to 3 times more than the regular pop of the exact same thing.
Because I got a couple exclusives. We got when we went to the last MegaCon I got 3 Pokemon ones. And it was Pikachu, Charizard, and Bulbasaur. And it was the spring convention collection. It was the glittered version.
Okay.
And I paid a little bit more. Because normally you pay a little bit. I paid like $60 per pop. Because it's a spring collection. But because once you slap that sticker on it, the price goes up.
Arcade 80s, the pops on the wall.
Yeah.
The really expensive ones.
Yeah.
Might have a San Diego sticker on it.
Probably.
And he gets his shit signed, too.
Oh, I still don't understand why he does that, because who's going to walk in Arcade 80s and spend like $1,000 on a pop? I don't get it.
I get it. I mean,
prestige, I guess.
Oh, it's cool as shit. No. Like, don't get me wrong. I love what he's doing. It's cool as shit over there. But it's like that niche clientele you probably don't see very often. It's probably like online too for him selling, and he's probably just like displaying it to kind of be like, oh, this is cool. I mean, again, if I had
but not
job,
to down Arcade 80s. If you like pops, go to Arcade 80s because
listen,
we haven't been there in a while, but we always spend
your wallet and your bank account. You always buy pops over there because I think they've probably got the biggest and best pop selection.
Easy.
Definitely in Polk County, if
in
not
Polk County,
a tri-state area.
I don't think we've ever left without spending $100 on pops. I don't think there's been a time.
Well, it's hard because it's like, 3 for $30 something?
And
I think it's 3 for $33 now.
And stuff like that. No, like we need to go back soon. But we're finally.
Really? I have like 4 boxes of pops that still need to be displayed.
Yeah. We're working on it. Working through things. Yeah, you're working through things. Yeah, guys, if you want some cool ass pops, like maybe if you're looking for one, that's the place to go.
And your retro games and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, he's got tons and tons of stuff over there. So, what was the thing you guys were going to go to Dombrowski's and look for?
Oh,
Universes.
That's right.
Yes.
I don't think they have them. Didn't you say they didn't have
them? No, I want to go also because I got back into miniature painting. So I just did my first miniature paint.
I was actually impressed. She actually did pretty good on her dragon.
I did so good. I get good. Back. It actually got brought up. Quick few seconds. I was struggling in February with a lot of stuff happening at work. I was having people quit left and right. Yeah.
Still happening,
but it's a little more controlled, I guess, now. Doctor I work for is leaving. We just lost 2 more doctors. So it's been a little bit of a stressful shift. It kind of happens every 8 to 10 years in the medical field. Doctors move.
Yeah, or retire.
Or start their own practice.
Or stuff that, like that. Yeah. Managers leave. So you go through this like weird dynamic shift.
Okay.
And we're kind of in the middle of that dynamic shift right now. Mm-hmm. So things has been stressful. Like, I'm bringing in a new doctor. So I'm the person in charge of going through all of this. Like, it's been a lot of coming in at 7:30, not leaving until 7:30 at night. Like, so it's been a lot of hours and stuff that I've been putting in and getting ready. And so it's been a lot of stress there. And one of the things I've been struggling with is creative outlet. Like, you both have known me. I'm running this business. I'm doing this. I haven't had a creative outlet in probably 2 years other than doing this. So I'm like, dude.
Ditto. It's my creative outlet.
This is the only one I have. And when you are a creative person, and people out there who are listening, when you are a creative person and you do not have a creative outlet, that shit will depress you faster than anything.
Yeah.
You will get your shit shut down.
Get your anxiety revved up. Yeah. Anxiety
went up. Wasn't taking care of myself. I was like, yeah, I got it. So I got to that point.
It's also because you don't know how to relax.
Yeah, too.
Because you get a creative outlet. You spend a whole bunch of time putting into it. It suddenly becomes a requirement of your life. And then you're anxious and full of anxiety because you have work, this creative outlet, and all of your other responsibilities in life. And then you're complaining about that.
Yeah.
You just don't know how to fucking relax.
That's a problem. Yeah. So, we get there. So, like, I was like, you know, fuck this. Like, I got to get back to my creative self. I got to put some boundaries up. I've got to do some stuff to get back into what I enjoy. One of the things I love was miniature painting. So, I was like, fuck it. So, I went to Dombrowski's. Just a great fucking selection of paint and all kinds of shit. I bought, actually, when last time Chase was down, we went out. I bought that big dragon, and I bought this massive fucking red dragon, and I bought some paint and all this stuff. I sat there. I put him on the shelf for a while, and when I was going through this stuff, I was like, yeah, fuck it. So I brought him out after work, and I painted, and I went back to miniature painting. So
it's awesome.
I love it. It's relaxing. It's calming, you know, because you have to take your time. It makes me wind down. It makes me relax. It makes me creatively think. Gotten back to, like, creative writing, stuff like that. So I need to go back there and get another. I painted him, so now I'm like, fuck it. I got to get another one. I got to get another one. And their Critical Role stuff, too. Yeah. The card games I want to get because, you know, fuck it.
Well, and speaking of, like, your kind of creative outlet with your painting and stuff, like, one of the things I'm doing this week is I'm taking to mom and dad's house, like, some of my, like, comic books. Now, I'm just going to take, like, a couple trades. Like, I'm not taking my single issues, but, like, I was there last weekend, and it's, like, I haven't read my comics. I've got boxes and boxes of shit I haven't even read, and I'm, like, I miss it. And I'm, like, well, I've got some trades I was able to get pretty cheap, and I'm like, let me take them over there, and I still want to take those 2 Marvel role-playing books over there so I can sit down and read them and take notes so we can start playing that, because I'm excited about that. But it's just one of those things where, you know, when you don't have the outlets that you're used to kind of properly keep you balanced, if you will, it's going to go off kilter. It's like anything. So
you get to, like, for me, it was more or less being so corporate mainstream in a way where it was like you work the corporate job and you come home to your home and you're cleaning and you're cooking and you're doing all this stuff, and then you're sitting down watching TV, and it got to this like repetitive cycle.
Yeah.
And I just was like, fuck this. Or I'd get home and I'd be on my phone and I'd be watching videos, or I'd be stuck in this. And it's like,
I have often said you're addicted to your phone.
Yeah. I will totally agree with that. So it's like, dude, like, fuck this. Like, why am I doing this to myself? I could be using that time doing my painting, building my Legos, like, doing my creative writing, getting back into book writing that I used to do, or get back into reading D&D and doing more Critical Role, because I'm obsessed with it. But it's like watching it relaxes me. It makes me laugh. I love D&D. So it's like watching people. If I can't play right now, at least I can watch
people.
I can watch other people play, and it's a creative thing. So it's like, that's what kind of happened. I'm like, I didn't fucking have anything. I was a bitch around the house. Watch it.
Damn.
I was very short. I was very, like, upset. Like, everything was pissing me off. And I'm like, I don't want to live that way. I wasn't taking care of myself. Wasn't eating.
I like how you're talking in the past tense. Like, this stuff changed.
Some there have been some things that have changed. Some things take a little bit longer than others to change.
It's gonna change overnight. Nothing ever does.
Rome wasn't built in a day. So you
sounds
guys,
like you need some weed.
I fucking would. So and it's nice now that I'm getting back into like the creativeness and stuff. It's also trying to incorporate creativity within my job, which is so fucking hard to do when you're at the level that I'm at. And I'm like, fuck, I got to figure it out. But and I will say my boss is extremely supportive. My boss.
No, she's not.
In certain ways is extremely supportive when it comes to like creativeness. So she, you know, gives advice. She gives me books. She buys stuff for me to like do and stuff. So I appreciate like that part of it.
Right.
Because it's nice that somebody like understands kind of what you gives a shit. So that's kind of nice. So guys, don't give up. It sucks out there and it's hard, but find your creative outlet. Gets a little bit easier when you have something to like look forward to.
Oh, for sure.
When like you get home, or you know, oh, when I get home today, I get a.
I can play my video game, or I can paint, or I can read my comics, or whatever. Yeah. Even if it's just like a TV show, oh, I can go home and I've got the newest episode of Halo I can watch, or something.
It just came out. I'm so excited. It gives you. That's how I am with Wednesday nights with wrestling.
Yeah.
Because it's like Wednesdays is like my midweek. Like I've made it this far.
Yeah.
This fucking bullshit's going on. It's like, man, I got wrestling on the night. Get home.
I was there too.
Yeah. Fuck you. Stop getting caught off on Wednesday nights. That is my night to watch wrestling. And he's like, hey, I'm off tonight. Sit down and don't open your mouth.
Sit down. Let me watch my show.
Yeah, because it was the I
Let me
match.
Watch my stories.
Yeah. Let me watch my stories.
My redneck soap opera.
Whatever. It works. And I'm here for it. Just find something, guys.
Yeah.
World's crazy right now.
Everybody needs a what?
Hobby.
There you go.
So, you know, and also just spend the money on it. If you got the money, just do it. Can't take it with you.
No, nope,
such a white privilege statement. Just buy it. Fucking poor bitches.
That's not
I mean, I wouldn't let my mom have a 3-cent fish, but yeah, go fucking spend
full circle.
Full circle back to the fish. What a wildebeest this is.
Fucking wildebeest.
I mean, geez Louise.
What a wildebeest of a time.
At least a wildebeest gets to have fish.
Well, I guess technically it may. It may.
Fuck you.
Well, I hope you guys have had a great week. We will see you later. Take it easy and love and peace and chicken grease.
See you.